lose all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good afternoon. This is the 1010 Wins News Flash for Wednesday, May the 9th, 2018. I'm Larry Mullins, and here's what's happening today. Not the DMZ. President Trump has rejected the demilitarized zone on the border of North and South Korea as the site of his upcoming meeting with Kim Jong-un. The president says he'll announce the location within 3 days. This all coming, of course, a few hours after he announced the release of 3 Americans being held by North Korea. Governor Cuomo firing back at Manhattan DA Cy Vance now after Vance released a letter last night accusing the governor of playing footsies, politics that is, when naming a special prosecutor to look into former AG Eric Schneiderman. The governor picked Nassau DA Madeline Singus, a move Vance says is a reaction to Cynthia Nixon's gubernatorial ambitions. The former head of the city's firefighters union had a run-in with members of the city's police union last night, if you will. Steve Cassidy arrested on drunk driving and cocaine possession charges. This after he lost control of his car and mounted a sidewalk in Midtown. Because the earthquakes and the volcano weren't enough, Hawaiians now have the potential for acid rain and volcanic smog to worry about. Dangerous levels of sulfur dioxide were released into the air after last week's volcanic explosion, and that sulfur dioxide may now come back down now that there's rain forecast on the Big Island tomorrow and Friday. The FDA says there's a shortage of EpiPens, the agency blaming a manufacturing delay and says the shortage is expected to be short-lived. And the Avengers may want to take a break from battling Thanos to check their own security. The LAPD saying somebody stole an Iron Man suit featured in at least one of the Marvel movies. The costume, which was taken from a warehouse, valued in the mid-six figures. 1010 Wins AccuWeather now. Beautiful weather for the rest of the work week, except for some showers or thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and evening. The weekend isn't looking great. Saturday, highs in the 70s. Cloudy, Sunday, cooler and wet. For live and local news 24 hours around the clock, just say play. 1010 Wins.